Welcome back to the WCHL Chapelboro 2015 Year in Review. Now, once again, here's Aaron Keck.
We're counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of the year 2015 in our community. The next story on our list is not just one story, but many across the county, in public spaces, on campus, and in schools and police stations. Our community confronted the same hard questions that faced communities across the nation. Are we failing to achieve equality? Why is there such a persistent gap between black and white? And how can we commemorate our proud history while remembering it's a troubled and bitter history, too? The fight for racial justice in Orange County, our number two news story of the year.
When we see Confederate monuments, Confederate flags, we see oppression.
When it came to race in 2015, the biggest headlines revolved around the use of symbols. Across the South, communities that had flown the Confederate battle flag for decades brought them down for good in June after a Confederate flag-waving racist killed nine people in Charleston. But in North Carolina, the General Assembly went the other way. Rather than moving to eradicate Confederate symbols, they passed a bill protecting them, along with all other historical monuments. That didn't sit well with the Chapel Hill-Carrboro NAACP.
Our current legislature will protect monuments and flags of our racist past, but they refuse to protect voting rights.
The Confederate flag had already sparked controversy in Chapel Hill even before the Charleston shooting. In May, protests erupted at East Chapel Hill High School after students on a trip to Gettysburg posted photos online of themselves waving the battle flag and smiling.
The flag, the Confederate flag, there's nothing cute about it, and how dare some of you try and whitewash it.
Meanwhile, in Hillsboro, the town voted to remove the words Confederate Memorial from above the door of the Orange County Historical Museum, a decision that eventually led pro-Confederate protesters to hold a rally downtown.
They are trying to take it away from us. They are trying to make it disappear.
The original whitewash, to me, is just putting up the lettering and not telling anything else of the voices who were excluded.
It's where I'm from. It's who I am. We've never known the flag to have hate to it.
I understand that it's their heritage, but they're ignoring the fact of what their heritage really is. It's about slavery.
And on campus, debate raged over the future of UNC's own Confederate memorial, Silent Sam.
The next step is to take Sam down and to abolish all racism everywhere.
But while the symbols and the monuments were making the headlines, there was also widespread concern about statistics. A report showed 85% of African American males in Chapel Hill-Carrboro schools failing the 8th grade reading test, suggesting the achievement gap is still not getting any narrower. Other reports showed a discipline gap in the schools as well, and the discipline gap extends to policing. Numerous reports showed that black and Latino drivers are more likely to be stopped by local police and more likely to be searched after being stopped. Reports that had both citizens and police concerned.
We may all be the same on the inside, but we're not all the same on the outside. And I think that is having an effect on how people are being treated.
We want to do the right thing. I don't think anybody puts a uniform on with an evil heart.
If we got a problem, we got a problem. We'll do what we can to fix it.
It is really painful to think that this community really isn't that far from Ferguson.
Racial issues were at the center of debate and discussion in Orange County all year, but 2015 ends with little resolution and little progress, a fact that suggests the debate will continue for years to come as well.
Forward together!
Not one step back!
Forward together!
Not one step back!
The fight for racial justice in Orange County, our number two news story of the year. We'll move on in a couple minutes to our number two newsmaker of the year. But first, let's pause and remember those we lost in the year 2015. For that, we turn to WCHL's Blake Hodge.
2015 seemed to be a particularly tough year as our community lost a seemingly unfair amount of impactful people. Legal educator and former UNC Chancellor William Aycock died at age 99. Aycock taught for more than four decades at the UNC School of Law. He led the university as chancellor from 1957 to 1964. UNC Law Professor Gene Nickel honored Aycock at his memorial service, remembering Aycock's service to his family, country, and university. In particular, Nickel recounted Aycock's battle with the North Carolina legislature over the infamous speaker ban law.
So the chancellor upped the ante, issuing a national call. Generations of students throughout the breadth of this land have gone from this campus to lead the nation. We need you now to come home and defend the freedom of Carolina. I asked him once how he found the courage. He said when he took the job, he told Bill Friday, "I don't know if it'll last a week or for years, but I'm going to do what I think is right and go back and teach my classes."
Former Chapel Hill Mayor Jonathan Howells passed away at age 78. Howells served on the Chapel Hill Town Council for more than a decade before being elected mayor in 1987, a position he would hold until 1991. Paul Hardin took over as chancellor at UNC shortly after Howells was elected mayor. And Hardin says Howells greatly helped build the relationship between the town and the university.
If we look back at that, town-gown relations were at peak of harmony and near perfection during the time after that when John was mayor and I was chancellor. So there was a special friendship there, and there's a special sense of loss today.
Longtime assistant Bill Guthridge got his chance to lead the North Carolina Tar Heel men's basketball team as head coach following the retirement of legendary head coach Dean Smith. This year, Guthridge followed Smith once again, passing away in May after his predecessor's departure in February. Current coach Roy Williams recalled Guthridge encouraging him over the years.
Needless to say, I'm tired of having meetings like this. He was extremely special and important to every player and every coach who ever worked here. He was even more important to me. He was my coach. He was another mentor. He was a friend. He was a father figure. He was a big brother.
Guthridge wasn't the only member of the Tar Heel sports family we lost in 2015.
Top five. Booyah!
Beloved SportsCenter anchor and Tar Heel alumnus Stuart Scott lost his battle with cancer at age 49. Cancer also came for former UNC linebacker Quincy Monk, who passed away in November. Monk played for the Tar Heels in the late 90s and early 2000s. Ryan Hoffman played offensive line for Carolina in the late 90s. His story gained attention after a New York Times profile of Hoffman, who was homeless in Florida. Efforts to bring Hoffman back to Carolina for treatment of suspected mental illnesses were unsuccessful. Hoffman died after being struck by a vehicle while riding his bicycle. And Danny Lotz was a member of the 1957 UNC National Championship team that went undefeated. Lotz was the son-in-law of the Reverend Billy Graham as well. Lotz passed away at the age of 78. And former UNC football player and local golf pro Mike Rubish passed away at the age of 90. Longtime members of the local business community, Chris Derby, Milton Julian, and Byron Freeman, all passed away in 2015. And Orange County School Board member Rosa Williams passed away in February after battling an illness. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We lost a lot of great people in Chapel Hill this year, but none will leave a greater legacy than legendary basketball coach Dean Smith. A two-time national champion, the genius behind the Four Corners, the founder of the Carolina Way, and the man who, more than anyone, is synonymous with Chapel Hill, Dean Smith passed away on February 7th at the age of 83. In his career, he won 879 games, reached 11 Final Fours, coached dozens of players to professional careers, and served as mentor and second father to countless more. Along the way, he served as a model for integrity and courage, fighting for civil rights, helping to desegregate Chapel Hill, and reminding all of us that the measure of a man is the difference he makes in the lives of those around him. And this year, even after his passing, he made sure to carry on his legacy, remembering each and every one of his former players in his will. And now, for his life, for his legacy, for the lasting impact he has had and will continue to have on our community, we remember Dean Smith as our number two newsmaker of the year.
There's a quote from Robert Frost that says, "The afternoon knows what the morning never suspected." Coach Smith was the afternoon.
Dean Smith is one of the winningest coaches in college basketball history, but his successes go far beyond X's and O's.
He believed that any kind of prejudice was just wrong, and he didn't just say it, he lived it.
Every day, I want to do the things that I think would make Dean Smith proud.
You always hoped that Dean Smith would live forever because he was obviously one of a kind.
He was the pioneer who popularized the idea of pointing to the passer. After a basket, players should point to the teammate who passed them the ball.
The reason why I'm here is because of him saying yes.
You remember pieces that he would teach you the thoughts for the day from practice, that sure, they had something to do with basketball, but it has to do with today and it has to do with tomorrow.
He was a man who had integrity and I think a sense of calling about what he was doing.
He's a second father to me.
Everything that happens here, you can tell it's part of his legacy.
What he was doing was teaching life through basketball.
A treasure of a man, a treasure of a coach, a treasure of a community citizen in Chapel Hill, and a treasure to the entire nation.
I grew up playing outside in the yard, and every time I was outside, he was coaching.
He gave us experiences that started to turn our minds and say, what's important to us?
As great a coach as Dean Edward Smith was, he was a better man.
He said, basketball, I love it, it's been my life, but there's nothing critical about basketball. Life is critical.
Let's raise our hand and point and thank him for the assist. Thank you.
Dean Smith, a legend for all time, passing away this year at the age of 83. When we return, we'll wrap up our annual look back at the year that was, and we'll unveil our number one story and our number one newsmaker of 2015 in our community. That's next on the WCHL Chapelboro Year in Review.